Just received a t-shirt from Magic during the break. These are specific to our words we said the other day on the mailbag.
Wow, what does yours say?
Mine says Disastrophe on it.
Let me see how he spells it. Perfect.
Perfect, yes.
Perfect. You are a disaster.
Mine says Incredible.
Bill says Incredible.
Bill says Incredible, and I say Hundo.
Yeah.
Hundo.
Hundo, yeah.
Hundo. Hundo.
Would you help? Okay.
Thank you, Magic.
I don't know, 100 or Hundo.
Magic's
but
always
that's
helping
good.
Out. Magic, please stop by every day. God, we love seeing you.
Good job, Magic. Thank you.
It's very kind of him. By the way, segment two is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
This is the one time where Trevor takes a couple days off.
Ooh.
A couple days off. He takes a couple days off, but he's already got everything's all set up. Everything's ready to go when you stop by and bag up some of your seed corn over at right outside of Goner. He takes a couple days off. It's a little bit. He needs this time, guys. So right now, I'm begging you, do not text or reach out to Trevor.
Leave him alone.
He's at 100 hours a week, at least 51 weeks out of the year.
Couple.
And so just give him a couple. So
is it a couple days or like more than a couple days?
Yeah, well.
Just say a couple days.
He took half a day Wednesday, all day today, all day tomorrow. He's going to take the weekend. He's going to take half a day Monday. He's going to come in at 1.
Okay.
Yeah, so just if you guys could, don't reach out to Trevor.
Leave him alone.
I don't have his number.
Just let him be. We'll all post it here. I'll post it. Make sure everyone gets it.
His number. Trevor's taking some downtime.
Some downtime like that because he deserves it for what. Beck's has changed Nebraska corn. He's changed it himself. Just like what Google Me's done to Indiana.
It was Sonny.
With following his pyramid program. He does. He follows it.
It's a legal pyramid program.
It's a good legal one. This is a good one.
It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's going on in Indiana.
It's a positive pyramid.
It'd be more like on the John Wooden pyramid.
This is fine.
Yeah, it's just fine.
It's on the up and up.
It's on the up and up. Yes, it's not a deal. Remember the one like that? Hey, you're gonna get a deal in the mail if you just mail off a dollar to 8 people, and you'll start getting money coming back your way.
I was close.
Yeah,
sounded good.
Hold it now.
Oh, no, don't do that.
All I gotta do is send out $10, $1 bills, and I'll get thousands of dollars back. Postman will never be wise to this.
Why would you not do that?
Bill, Sip informed me during the break that he has two speeches today, one in Beatrice and one in Omaha. It's a busy day.
Hold on, you got the ghost?
Yeah, I got the ghost tonight. Second go round at the ghost this year.
You got two ghosts?
Two ghosts.
I never got two ghosts.
So, it's nice. You like doing that.
Oh, I love the ghost.
And Beatrice is a country club. If you live in Beatrice, go to the country club at noon.
It's my town.
Yeah, it's a
Can your dad go there?
Nope, he's working in Lincoln today. You won't be there.
I
bet they serve.
Seth will be there probably, though.
I bet they serve warm salt water.
They would. They have a good lunch. That's what I would tout. This is a very good buffet lunch.
Will you reference that they run plays, not an offense?
Yes.
That'll be referenced.
I will credit
anything
you.
Anything else?
Hey, that article, by the way, you guys were asking if I credited Bill. It hasn't run yet, and he's fully credited. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't credit Jake on his 5-22 because that's a stat. That's a stat.
But I did find it, though.
Yeah. That's exactly.
I researched the stat. Nobody else had that stat. I found it out myself.
Hey, I could have pulled out.
At least bring it to the Beatrice people today. Hey.
I could have pulled out this whole Oregon thing today, but I said, no, my nephews are the ones that brought it up. Schindler brought it up to me.
5-22.
At least to the people of Beatrice, just mention that Jake found the stat.
Otherwise,
you don't need to bring it up anywhere else that
okay.
I found
Okay,
the stat.
I will bring it up. I always do. I bring up the show all the time.
How will you describe the UCLA offense in these speeches today?
Well, like what Bill said, we need to talk about this. This is a good segue. They don't really run an offense. They run plays. And he will have plays ready that probably Nebraska hasn't seen.
In typical also kind of Andy Reid fashion that they have some... don't be shocked, Nebraska, if there's a little bit of success early by UCLA.
Because
they're going to have some different things, some different looks. They had a bye week. So a lot of times what happens is you'll see a team like this calls and go, whoa, look pretty good. How they look against LSU first half. Scored 17, looked really good.
Solid.
It's like, whoa. I've got a first down after that. So when you can't fall back on, we run the ball. Yeah. We run this. We do this. This is our, we're RPO. We're do this. That's different. And so, so early on, they can have some success due to complexities, different looks, different things. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of build a place in that. And then, okay. Then they kind of go away.
Okay. I got a question for you.
About sports.
You're a defensive coordinator. Would you tell your guys that?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Yeah, you're gonna address.
Would you tell your players?
Most likely, you can probably, when you go back and watch, you're gonna say, okay, let's watch their first 15. Let's watch their first couple series and say, okay, these first two series are nothing like the previous game. This was this is kind of what they do. There's gonna be a shift. Emotion. I would imagine, like I said, I haven't watched them close. I wish I know. I'd like to, with how much shift in motion, but generally
they do a lot.
That's what you're going to see a lot.
No,
of,
they do a lot,
especially in the first series.
Oh, yeah. Now here's my question: do you tell your guys if we get caught early, don't panic? They might catch us.
Yeah, I would just say there's going to be some oddities.
Yeah.
I never want to give your defense an out, like where it's like, yeah, we scored, but you said they'd score, right? No.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
No, you don't say that one. Hey, listen, we're going to give them the first 14. Yeah, that's on me. And then we'll get things settled down. No, not at all. No, you're not going to say that. But you're just going to be
– okay.
But you might want to play some a little bit more generic things sometimes on some zone coverage or some different stuff that can maybe – hey, listen – we can keep eyes on ball, some different stuff to kind of say, how's this all going to play out?
Okay.
Because you're going to see some multiple shifts, motions, and then this is what's going on in the first couple. And then guess what? All those things go away. They all settle in. You won't see that stuff. You don't see all those things playing out in the third and fourth quarter. You don't see it.
Mm-hmm. So this is the UCLA offense.
Yeah, I was wondering, again, they scored 35 points against Rutgers. They finally saw their offense explode. It was their first time over 17 points all season long.
Incredible.
They've had 17, I think, two or three times this season. But this was the first time above 17 points. Maybe they have hey, we're buying in. We believe this. We got this going here. 35 points.
But no one stays the same, so they're getting better.
Yep.
You have to say that the offense is getting better.
It is.
10 plays of 15-plus yards against Rutgers. Rutgers isn't horrible.
And that was at home.
In Piscataway.
Yeah.
And so it was a shot. And Rutgers made a late run at it, and it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened. They were up by 10. They should have ran the ball, ran some more time off the clock, kicked the field goal, go up 13, and so they had a fumble, and so that's how Rutgers got back into the game to make it interesting.
If UCLA has success, it'll be because Ethan Garbers gets going, which he got going against Rutgers.
What was his number, Steve?
383 yards passing, four touchdowns, zero interceptions.
That's pretty good.
Four touchdowns, zero
interceptions. I don't care who you're against. When you fly three time zones, I don't know if you can. I mean, probably the only thing worse would be if you're at Washington going to maybe Miami for a flight. But that's really rough.
That's a rough one.
That's a rough one. Jake went from Miami to Hawaii.
I did.
That made no sense whatsoever. A 32-hour flight.
Omaha.
Okay. Yeah. How did it go? Omaha to Miami to Hawaii.
Well, we had to stay at the Dolphins. They lost five straight games and had to get to the playoffs. They won the game hideously, 11-6. Yeah. Horrible football game.
I just can't take him seriously right now. I look at him. It's not going to look at him.
I'm concussed. He's concussed. Tua was concussed that game, by the way. He couldn't play.
The other thing about this game, switch it. This is, we got to get Bill involved in this conversation. You got to go back sometimes and listen to Rule because he talks really fast. What UCLA is going to do defensively against Nebraska is what you do apparently against Nebraska is you remember, no football. You pressure them and play man. I think that's the formula against Nebraska.
Yeah, you want
that's what UCLA does, by the way.
Yeah, and they've had some trouble on the outside. That's been well documented.
Nebraska.
The slot receivers have been more productive than the outside receivers have been. And when you watch it on film, you see when they're playing hard press corner that they have not been able to get off.
Listen to him.
There's been PIs because
this is critical. Ohio State played a lot more man. I think a lot more man than usual. Yeah. They pressured and played man. That's what UCLA does, is they pressure and play man. So you might see I think you'll have to see Raiola do the thing where he scoots upfield a little bit.
Got to run.
First of all, they're a team that is a little bit scary, but their numbers are still the numbers.
They're
bad. If you just take them by the numbers, I mean, I think they're
Bill, dead, I got it right here.
Dead last in third down defense. I think 125th or offense.
Third down defense is UCLA ranks 133rd.
So
dead last.
Yeah. They're the last rate. So right away, you can't. Let's not build them up too much.
I'm not.
They're dead last.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying that they do play a style that has bothered Nebraska. Yeah.
And so their numbers are actually, they're horrific. They're the worst team that Nebraska's probably played as far as what their stats
third
are.
Down offense, though, is 99.
Yeah, so they're getting better. Really,
they're not very good on third down.
Just everything about them is not very good. But they are, and the one thing you will see when you watch them, you'll go, that's a pretty good-looking player. That's a pretty good looking player. They will look better than what Purdue looks.
Oh, 100. That's why I always defend them a little
bit. And they'll also be players that you wish you had.
Yeah.
But that's every week. There's always somebody I wish we had that guy. Yeah,
you don't look at them and go, ooh, they don't belong in the Big Ten. No, you don't. They do belong in the Big Ten.
When we come back, it's time for Rick Heyman's High Tea.
High Tea.
Song of the day on this Halloween. Next, an early break of the ticket.
Tea.